Hi guys, this is Jenny.
Aya.
And Janella, and welcome to Lemons and Melons, where we talk about love, friendship, pop culture, boys, and so much more.
Oh, and also a sneak peek into our lives, maybe? So without further ado, let's get to Lemons and Melons.
So guys, how have you been since we last talked? Aya.
Well, I've been mostly at home. Just working from home,
mm-mm,
been super heavy on Netflix, hanging out with my niece. But I did get to have lunch with my best friend, Eunice.
Mm-mm.
So I've been craving for a manam kasi for the longest time. And I finally got to eat there. And what's awesome is that if you're vaccinated, if you have the card, you can get a free the discount card, the Moment Group discount card. So, yay! So, at least next time when I go to Manam or their other restaurants, I have a discount.
Now. Discount.
Yeah. Yes. How about you, Janella?
Well, I went on a vacation.
Finally, yeah.
I finally hit the beach after, like, what, more than a year, 2 years. Mm-hmm. Ayun, so, ano lang. Beach time, private time with the Joa. So it's actually just 3 days of ano resting lang din. So
yeah,
there, I enjoy it. Not a lot of people are there, although there are kind of a few. But we stayed in a floating cottage. So basically layu-layu talaga siya, no?
Yeah.
So it feels safe naman. No? So it's a happy vacation. Finally, after more than a year. Ayan lang. How about you, Jenny?
So ayun, ever since so they took out yung mask mandate. So we don't have to wear masks now. Like I go to restaurants and everything here in California.
Yeah.
In California lang ha, not the whole US. Pero ano, yun, sobrang fun kasi nakakamiss kasi like, you know, you people watch, you actually like you sit down and have dinner with everyone. Yung parang ganun, parang
yeah,
ang saya. And then the past few weeks I've been playing a lot of badminton, working out, and then I actually joined like a badminton group, Pinoy badminton group. So I've been hanging out with them mostly, and you know, medyo fun naman. And then tomorrow we'll start. Actually, I invited some LaSalle alumni to join us. Ayun. So hindi, ano to, iba pa to dun sa event. So, I invited them to join the badminton. So, ayun, hopefully, they'll be regulars na rin. Pero, I'm also arranging a LaSalle, what do you call this, gathering din. It's gonna be, yung the one this weekend is canceled. Kasi nga, ang daming di available. Kasi nga, summer dito eh. So,
yeah,
there's a lot of people going, parang ang daming plans ng tao. So, we're gonna push it to sa August na lang. Pero yun nga kasi ano, sobrang daming summer plans, and then ang dami ko ring binubook na flights going somewhere kasi nga parang ano na, parang you're free na to go anywhere and then without mask na rin. So yun yung pinaka-highlight, I guess. Pero
yeah,
and then I've been seeing some guys. Ayun, yun lang.
The highlight of the week.
Yeah. Right now, we're actually gonna introduce a new segment called What Are You Watching? So, kasi most of us, all three of us, we love watching TV shows and movies. So, we thought of like, siguro parang updating everyone like what we are watching, and probably parang it will also be good recommendations for you guys to watch it too. So, siguro ikaw, yeah. Aya, siguro what's the last TV show or movie you watched and would you recommend it to everyone?
Well, I'm currently watching Brooklyn 99.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, super funny. It's just very light and, you know, it's
I like that, yeah.
It's just dumb fun. So it's fun because, you know, with everything going on.
Mm-mm.
But one of the shows that I've been really invested on in the past few weeks is Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just about to start that.
It can get very intense, but they have like a lot of really good actors and guest actors, and they're like they got they get mga Oscar winner levels na actors. So they have budget, ah, in fairness. Mm-hmm. They have a really good cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's starring Cillian Murphy, sorry.
Yeah.
And it's so cool that he has time to do the show, and he still has a lot of big Hollywood projects, movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the other week, I watched an interview of him talking about the last season of the show and A Quiet Place Part 2. So I'm like, wow, this guy has a lot of projects in his hands. And he's very humble. But it's funny lang, kasi when you watch the show, Killian's character, of course, he's the lead guy. He's like the big boss. He's like the king of their little empire and stuff. What I find kind of funny is that he can get like super disrespectful to women, but they still end up sleeping with him. It's like, huh?
Wait, what's the ano ba? What's the parang premise of the show?
Well, yeah. Basically, they are a group of brothers.
Mm.
Post World War One, they form. Actually, their family has this kind of a gang, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And he made it grow, as in to from like a small gang lang in their town, in their city. It became a big thing, and then they have ties na in different cities and around the world. So it's just how he grew his empire. Well, going back to what I said, so like he tries to like seduce different kinds of women, and mga linya niya, it's like he'd say something like, oh, you're gonna cheat on your husband just because you're bored. And then they do. And it's like, what? This is what for me, it's like, oh my gosh. I mean, fine, he's good looking, but like, the stuff he says, I can't believe he gets away with all the stuff he says. And, you know, they still end up sleeping with him. So yeah, that's Peaky Blinders. I watch a lot of movies and other shows, but that's like the one thing that's stunned up for me for the past few weeks. How about you, Janella?
What's the last movie I watched? Well, I finished the book, The Godfather. So that's also the last movie I watched. So it's The Godfather. But currently, I'm finishing up on the Modern Family series. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Natapos ko na siya.
actually, inuunti-unti ko siya because I don't want it to end. It's the last season already.
Yeah.
Pero it's really nice, no? Because I'm not saying that Western families are not as closely knitted as the Filipinos or Asian families, but it's nice to see the dynamics of modern family, that they're very close, and it actually amuses me. Yeah, it's also light lang din, just like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Although this one is more, it has more lessons because it's family. It's family oriented.
Mm. Yeah, I love that show. Actually, yeah
me too. Mm-hmm. And then lately, I was just into YouTube. So there's this one famous parang vlogger, YouTuber na vlogs about food. So the name is Ninong Rai. So he just basically cooks food from scratch. So parang sobrang comforting lang for me when I get stressed. I whip out YouTube and I watch that. Tapos may mga funny antics and banters lang siya. So yun, that's me. That's what I'm watching lately. How about you, Jani?
The last movie I watched is yung Luca on Disney Plus.
Yeah, so nice.
Actually enjoyed that one kasi actually umiyak nga ako nung huli. Especially I don't want to spoil it, pero umiyak ako nung last part. Pero I love it kasi I always love whatever Pixar creates naman kasi it's always something new, it's always something different, and then pero it's always yung parang may lesson ka matututunan at the end. So I love Luca. I would suggest it, really. I would recommend
it. I'm gonna watch after our podcast.
And then sa TV show, I just recently started watching yung it's a TV show called Starstruck on HBO. So basically, this regular chubby British girl, she hooked up with she hooked up with an actor, pero she didn't know na he was famous, and then eventually parang I just started like the first few episodes, pero ang ganda ng premise niya. And then actually it's also 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Sobrang funny niya.
Super
so
rating.
Yeah, you guys should watch it. Sobrang funny niya. I parang in underestimate ko yung show, parang I thought I wouldn't like it, pero sobrang funny niya. And then yun nga yung she hooked up with an actor, tapos parang parang 3 months yung difference, nagkikita pa rin sila even though they don't contact each other anymore. Parang fate lagi. Every 3 months, lagi nagkikita sila. Pero yeah, you should watch it. Sobrang funny niya. Sobrang ganda.
Something to note.
Yeah. HBO. So,
yeah, HBO has really good content naman talaga.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So anyway, so actually today, we have a pretty interesting topic kasi we're gonna talk about weddings.
Yeah, because June is the most popular month to get married.
And, well, you all should know, none of us are married. So this episode is basically manifesting what you want in the universe. Okay, so to start with, do you guys believe in marriage? Jani?
Yes, I think it's because of my parents. So they've been married for a long time. And not just because of my parents, but also because, like, my grandparents, like, who actually parang namatay sila like 90s na. So sobrang haba ng longevity ng marriage nila. So sila yung parang foundation of my belief that marriage exists. And so yun talaga. Yeah. And yeah, at the same time, yeah, it's sort of a union between two people who love each other. Or siguro, let's be inclusive, kung throuple, pwede rin sila kung marriage talaga yon. So yeah. How about you, Aya?
Yeah, of course, I believe in marriage. Coming from a broken family, it's something that you really want, and it's something you want to work. I do believe in true love stuff and growing old together. Yeah, I mean, I know it's going to be hard, but with the right person, with someone who wants to work at it as much as you do, I think it's possible. And I've seen it naman. I've seen people grow together and stuff, build amazing lives together. So I do believe in marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Janella?
Yes, I believe in marriage as well. And yeah, I want to get married someday. It's something that is sacred for me. It's one of life milestone ceremonies that I also want to experience. And just like Jani, no, I also saw my parents, that so it made me believe that marriage actually works, no? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also growing together in love and being legally committed to each other probably is also a motivation to work together and be better pa as a couple. I mean, it's just my opinion.
Yeah, guys, when you were little, how did you envision your wedding to be?
To be honest, ako never ko na-imagine. Like, I would, what do you call this? I would, siguro, naisip ko na before, nung bata ko, ay, bibigay sa akin yung partner ko, tapos magpapakasal na kami. Ganon yung inisip ko. So, nakakatawa siya. Pero, I've always thought I was gonna be marrying a woman. Pero, and I would be in an arranged marriage. Kasi, parang, yun yung parang norm dun sa family namin. Yung parang arranged marriage, papakayala sa'yo, ganyan. Pero, hindi siya nasunod. Like, my parents wanted me to choose someone for myself. So,
That's nice.
That's lovely.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
How about you, Aya?
Well, I'm a huge Disney girl. So, like, when I was a kid, I thought that, you know, marriage was gonna be, the wedding was gonna be magical. And from when I was a young girl, I kind of figured out what I want my future wedding to be. And until now, it's still the same. So, yeah. I'll talk about it later. But, yeah, I know what I want for my wedding. I just need a groom.
Yeah,
di na ako,
that's nice.
Yeah.
How about you, babe? It's not a thought I had since I was a little girl. I think I started thinking about it when I'm in my 20s already. But it's mostly woes and worries. Mm-hmm. I might even get married pa ba someday. Ayan. But yun, honestly, never imagined or had a dream board or ano ba, already thought about the nitty-gritty of how I should be when I get married. Siguro yung flowers lang, no? And Aya knows this.
Yeah.
So, hindi pwede walang peonies sa wedding ko.
Of course.
Ayun, but ayun, I kind of feel it in my heart lang na someday it will happen, but I don't know when. yun. Yeah. So that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's better to marry late than marry wrong, girl.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I agree.
Yes.
Okay, I have a question. So how long should a couple be together before getting married? What do you guys think?
Yeah, for me, I guess there's no formula. There are people who've been together for a long time. I mean, just because you spend a lot of time together doesn't mean that you're meant to be together forever.
Yeah.
But I'm firm in my belief, though, that you should see the person's bad side. You should see them when they're mad. You should see them when they're in bad mood, when something bad happens to them, because it's how you know what you're getting into. You should see the really the nasty parts, and yeah, kasi diba, you should take the good along with the bad. Kaya ako, I'm super real. Pag nag-iinarte ako, ilalabas ko talaga yung ano ko. Magmamaldita talaga ako.
Yeah.
So alam niya na okay, this is how she gets when things don't go her way.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Agree naman ako doon, actually.
Yeah.
Well, for me, my take is like if they love each other and yun nga, if they feel like na sila na or nahanap na nila yung the one, yun na yun eh. Like, it doesn't have to take years.
Mm-mm.
Kasi parang, I mean,
agree.
There shouldn't be a timeline, parang ganun. So parang, I think you'll know naman when you found the right person or yung, you found the right person to settle with. Like, to have a family with, yung ganun. Malalaman mo yun eh, like deep inside. It's, you will know. So, feeling ko, there shouldn't be like, dapat 5 years magpasan lang kayo. No. I mean, it could take 10 years. It's up to you. Not, parang follow your own timeline. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Agree. Yeah. So, in addition to that, no, yung kay Johnny, I agree. So, I cannot say for sure kasi nga people have different timelines. But I think there should be enough time for you lang to be able to get to know someone better, no? So, banking on what Aya said, hindi ako makapagsabi ng numbers kasi it really depends. Although, there are people who knew from the start that they are sure of this person, no? And sometimes that escalates things.
Mm.
There are views naman din na even after marriage, you still continue to get to know the person din naman each and every day, no?
Yeah.
Some naman wants a long-term relationship to ensure muna, for example, that the dynamics would work.
Yeah.
For me, I think just ample time to get to know the person. Just like what Aya said, the good, the bad, the quirks, what makes them tick, ano ba? See how the dynamics work. And for me din, no, definitely get to know the family and for the family to get to know the person as well. Kasi you are not just marrying the person, but you are marrying into the family as well.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Oo, so, parang it doesn't necessarily have to be super like kanila or super like siya nung parents mo. But it's nice lang din to be in their good graces kasi it will be forever, eh, diba?
Mm-hmm.
So, yun sa akin.
That's interesting kasi, kasi for me, I'm super protective of my family. Like,
diba?
I rarely even introduce friends to my family. Super, like, the biggest compliment siguro I could ever pay a guy that, you know, that I'm in a relationship with or whatever, is to introduce him to my lolo. That's for me. Kasi, like, I don't even introduce some of my friends. I try to, kasi I'm super protective of my family. I don't want them to get attached to someone who's just going to be temporary or someone. Yeah, you know, you don't want them to form relationships, and when if things turn sour, you know, they'll get disappointed. Yeah, I just don't wanna. I'm okay with, like, I'm fine with me breaking my own heart, but I don't wanna break my lolo's heart.
Oh, I agree. Okay, so take note, guys. If umabot kayo kay lolo, it means it means it's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's my indicator.
Yeah. Okay.
Have you guys been to any weddings under the pandemic? Did it change your perspective on things?
Ako, no. So, kayong dalawa.
Ako, yes eh.
Yeah. Same.
Okay. It was just recently around February this year.
Yeah.
Everyone underwent through a rapid test. So, if it's not a negative result, no, you can't go to the wedding. So, you have to submit it to the coordinator a day prior because the church and the hotel needs it. So, it's a requirement also of the hotel upon check-in. So, to be honest, it felt safe naman din. Because you know that everyone is negative of the COVID-19. Initially, it was supposed to be a big celebration, like I think 100 or 200 guests. Yeah. But they had to make it an intimate one, no? And I am happy to be a part of it. So I am a part of the entourage as one of the bridesmaids, no? It was a happy and intimate celebration. In terms of ano lang, if it changed my perspective on things, it did not. Maybe ano pa, it even made me like weddings even more, no? oh, promise. Because it's so happy. It's a celebration of love and family. How about you, babe?
Yeah, I was at the bride. I was a bridesmaid also this year, last March. Like you, we also had to go through tests and stuff. And actually, yung giveaway nga ng friend ko, si Andy, she gave away like a safety kit. She gave like face mask and alcohol as part of her giveaways, just to be extra safe. Because you don't want to be that bride who, you know, helped spread the COVID. So she was super pulido about that. And I guess I realized that you don't need a lot of people to attend your wedding. Like my friend also, she had to downsize her wedding, her guest list. And she had to change locations because, diba, a lot of hotels, they had to close operations or just limit themselves to be quarantine facilities for returning Filipinos.
Yeah.
So I guess you just need people close to your heart. And since I'm super close with the bride, I was there like every step of the way. A lot of things may not go according to plan, but love is still a very beautiful thing to celebrate. So you just have to roll with the punches and enjoy it. Because if you stress about all the little things that go wrong, you're not gonna get to enjoy the day. So it's a good thing that us, our friends, are super supportive, and we try to cheer her up when, you know, when some people are, you know, are kind of ruining the day. But, you know, we help her put things into perspective na, yeah, things will go wrong. And there are times talaga na you think na, oh shit, like, I spent so much money on this and getting results. But at the end of the day, it's all that matters is that you're with people you love. And it's, and you're marrying the love of your life. You're marrying your best friend. And we know naman how genuine their relationship is. So it was still very beautiful. And overall, it was a success naman. But yeah, it just goes to show na sometimes you don't need to go all out big. Mm-hmm. Honestly nga, because of the pandemic, may extra cost because of the test and stuff. But I mean, it will get expensive and all of that, but at the end of the day, it's all about you and the person you're marrying. So just like focus on the good, and everything will fall into place.
Agree.
Yeah. So, do you guys have any horrible or funny wedding experiences?
So ako muna. I was deprived of attending weddings since nag-move na ako dito sa US from the Philippines. So my high school and my college classmates, parang, of course, they would have weddings without me. So, na-miss ko yun. Siguro na-miss ko yun. Pero, pero I've attended weddings din naman dito. Pero not that intense. Siguro, the most particular one is yung the wedding I attended in New York. It's an all-white wedding. Well, also, most of the people are white. So, pero yeah.
Literal pala to.
Hindi, pero ang ano siya, medyo masaya siya. It's very, what do you call this? Medyo non-traditional. Catholic, pero non-traditional. Yeah. Like, yung entrance, yung, what, ano ba tawag doon? Yung pag pumapasok yung mga, yung mga, ano ba tawag doon? Yung mga bridesmaid, yung mga, basta, yung entrance, yung entry niya, parang, modern music, sobrang saya. And then, everyone's dancing, ganon. And then, we were all wearing white. And then, yung reception niya is, kasi medyo mayaman tong family na to. So, they would actually give away, like, iPads, mga iPhone, ganon. Sobrang, pati yung food na kinain namin, oh my God, sobrang sarap. Pero, siguro yun na yung pinaka-memorable. And, first time ko kasing mag-attend ng American wedding. And then, yung American wedding na puro white yung mga nandun. So, parang ako lang yata yung Pilipina. So, it was fun for me. Pero, wala akong masyadong interesting or funny experiences so far. Siguro kayo meron. Marami kayong pinupuntang wedding. So, yeah.
Not a lot, but yeah, meron. Well, I remember at this really fancy wedding. And the ceremony took place around 2 p.m. So that was about an hour and stuff. And we had to drive a bit to go to the reception place. The reception place was super ganda. It was actually one of the more popular ones in Manila. You probably have seen it already. It's on my Instagram feed. And then, so the thing is that so the ceremony was at 2. And the reception started at 7. So
they gave us
cocktails,
yeah,
and a little bit of mga light snacks. But those were like, I don't know, cornic lang or something.
Imagine, oh my god.
But inabot lang ganon.
I know, right? And it's like everyone, not just myself, because I get really hangry. Everyone was super pissed off already. Not like, shit, ano mag-order ba tayo ng Jollibee while waiting for it to start? It's like, imagine 5 hours. And of course, you don't just eat right before you go to the church, right? So everyone was super pissed off na, and ano, I was super bad mood na and everything. Tapos, when we were lining up for the buffet, some guy thought of, you know, pakita ng gilas to, I guess, rich tita or whatever.
Yeah.
Pinasingit pa niya yung babae. So, tinigilan na lang ako ng kaibigan ko. And then, I was ready to, like, call him out and be all bitchy and stuff. Because, dude, that's not cool. If you're gonna do that, you should at least ask the person behind you as, you know, as a show of good manners. So, that was super nakakainis. And I thought na, and you think na, again, that's normal talaga na there's a gap between the ceremony and the reception.
The reception.
But I was, yeah, but like the following year, I was at one of my best friend's wedding, Kevin, Suge, in Batangas. What they did was, after the ceremony, before the program starts, before the reception, they came up with this really cute snack station. As in, they just bought a lot of mga popular, like the really popular snacks from SNR. And then they just did it themselves. And we had a lot of fun pa. They were like mga gummy worms, M&Ms, and yung mga tape, yung mga candy tape. And because I was with the rowdiest group, our friendship circle, kami yung pinakamagulo. Inubos nga namin yung candy tape. And yeah, so we were, it was fun because, you know, while waiting for, while everyone else was having their photo shoots and stuff, we were having fun, trying to steal all the candy and all. So you don't have to starve right before the reception. So we don't have to spend a lot, actually. It was smart nga, he just got the cheese from SNR, mga biscuits and stuff. But the candy was a really good touch because even like the older people, they enjoyed the candy, they enjoyed the sugar. So it really recharged people. And even though kasi that couple, they don't drink alcohol, so there wasn't any booze. But we had a really fun time. Mm-mm. I guess it was because of the people I was with. They're usually a very rowdy bunch. But
more likely. So,
yeah, it's just, dude, if you're gonna get married, please don't start, I guess.
That's
it's
true.
It's important, dude. I mean, kahit sobrang patient or whatever na friends mo, dude, just prepare snacks. So, like, yeah, if I get married, hopefully when I get married,
you will.
We will have a snack station. Because we don't want to starve our guests and make people angry and ruin everyone's day. You
true.
Know what I mean? You look good, you ano, nag-effort ka, hair and makeup, and you bought
pero gutom na gutom ka
gutom
na, no?
Gutom ka. And, as in, diba, it ruins the vibe. It ruins the day for anyone. Uh-oh. Like, of course, you're there to celebrate their love and stuff. Na yaka pa nung wedding. Pero, may grit-tagrit ka. Diba?
Marami ba nagreklamo?
Oo nga.
Yeah, dude. A lot of people were clearly pissed.
Grabe kasi yung gap. Parang 2 to 7.
What? Yeah. It's insane. I mean, knowing that the reception venue pa was like one of the fanciest ones in Manila, it's like, come on. You're just giving us biscuits. But yeah. So yeah, that was like, I was kind of horrible / funny. But it taught me a lesson, huh? Feed your guests.
Yeah.
Like in between, because a lot of people will get pissed off. I'd get pissed off. I'd probably have like a snack bag, like, yeah, with my coordinator. Yeah, that's the plan. Okay, how about you, babe?
Ah, okay. Mine is more of a jahe, facepalm moment. So, yeah. I also attended a fancy wedding, I think, 3 years ago or 2 years ago. So, it's in a fancy place in Alabang, if you guys know, Fernwood Gardens. Yeah. So, diba, it has a church and then the reception. So after the after the wedding, there is a snack bar, and then people are just scattered everywhere, taking pictures of photo booth, getting snacks while the couple is around having photographs and videos for their video.
Mm-hmm.
So and then when they announced na okay, you can go inside and just approach the coordinator's table for your table assignments. Okay, so it's a high school friend. We know the groom personally. So me and two of my high school friends started to fall in line. When we get to the coordinator's table, so we said table 4. So sinabi namin yung surnames namin, yung names namin. Yeah. And then the coordinator said, wala po kayo sa list. And we were, oh my gosh, and hindi mo makatabi kami syempre sa pila, 'di ba? Yeah. But we were formally invited, as in at that time, ang uso na noon is yung mga Facebook invites, tapos yung RSVP through FB, diba? Yan. Tapos, parang I started saying na lang na parang, ha, wala kami sa list. Wait, I'm gonna call tita. The name of the mom. Because I know their family personally. Pero sobrang jahe yun.
So, ang embarrassing, no? Oh my God.
Super. Yeah. Tapos, parang siguro na-stress yung coordinator kasi parang hala, tatawagan yung mom nung nung groom. Siyempre, parang madyajahe pa and all. Mm. So, binigyan kami ng table. It's at the table, yung feeling namin, because it's just the three of us, no? Parang, ano ba to? Para tayong gatecrasher na hindi tayo gatecrasher. And you're sitting at the table na basically dapat may nakaupo doon. Siguro, parang timing na lang din na not everyone attended the wedding or baka umalis na after.
Uh-oh.
Pero sobrang nakakahiya na wala kaming table. Sabi ko, oh my gosh, guys. Tapos parang sabi ko, do we tell si groom about this after? So parang binanggit lang namin. Tapos parang tawa lang siya na parang, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. The overlook na namin sa sobrang busy. I think yung coordinator, ganyan. So parang lesson learned din na, take care of your guests, no? Kasi medyo jahe yung mga ganong moments.
Yeah.
So, especially if you're formally invited and then it would feel like you're party crashing, di ba? Parang hindi naman. Mm-hmm. So, that's me. Okay, so, yun lang.
Yeah, you should get a very, a very resourceful coordinator, for sure.
True, yeah.
So, guys, tell us about your dream wedding. Come on, let's manifest it into the universe.
Okay.
Yes.
How about you go first, Johnny?
Johnny first.
Actually, yun nga, kasi nga, di ba, I told you, like, a few, yung last episode yata, parang I've never been to, like, yung parang gay wedding. So, I really have no idea, like, ano bang mangyayari? I don't know. Pero, pero, I've thought about it na naman, like, but, I thought about like yung destination wedding where you're gonna invite your friends and your family to go somewhere. I want to do a wedding in Fiji Island. So
I thought about that.
Yeah.
Wait lang ha, Johnny.
hindi ang funny kasi 'di ba parang earlier when we were talking about it, parang wala akong maiisip. Pero naisip ko na siya before. Ngayon lang dumating sa akin. Pero I've thought about that. Pero syempre magastos 'yon. So, pero I mean dream wedding lang naman.
Yeah,
so,
dream wedding.
Pero ayun nga, and since everyone knows I'm into like big gatherings, so everyone's gonna be invited, like kahit naging classmate lang kita one class, baka pwedeng invite kita. Parang ganun. Hindi, pero mahilig kasi, I mean, ano talaga ako eh. So parang gusto ko talaga yung big gathering. So I would invite anyone, kahit yung mga friend ng friend mo or friend ng pinsan ko. Basta ganun. Basta everyone's gonna be invited.
Big
so,
gathering. Yeah.
And then, of course, kailangan may Taylor Swift na music. So hopefully, ipe-play yung Lover na kanta.
Yeah,
like, in the first dance. So,
that's so sweet.
So, yun lang for me. So, Aya.
Yeah. From the get-go, I kind of already know naman what I want for the battle. Like, first of all, the engagement ring has to be from Tiffany's. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And everyone knows naman how how much I love Audie Hepburn.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like the most expensive one, the biggest rock and stuff, but it has to be from Tiffany's. So I'll probably expect it, the little blue box from that guy.
Yeah.
So
I mean, it should be a pretty engagement ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right now I'm telling you, go to Tiffany's. You can search online. It doesn't have to be the most expensive one, but it just has to be from Tiffany's. I mean, if I get something else, I'll probably, you know, say thank you, smile. But of course, it's gonna be genuine talaga if it's from Tiffany's. Yeah. So, yeah, dude, I'm just keeping it real, you know? I mean, mm-hmm. You know me, I hate having to be fake.
Yeah.
So I want it to be a garden wedding surrounded with a lot of luscious greenery. So yeah, there's a lot of foliage. And I want to wear a romantic yet figure-flattering Monique-Lhuillier gown. Mm. Something that cinches around my waist.
That's nice.
I actually have an idea of how I want it to be. Something like Belle's wedding gown and Beauty and the Beast in the live action film. You know, it's white and then there are flowers.
Yeah.
I don't know if painted or like embroidered into it. And it's gonna be so beautiful.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I mean, before I wanted my wedding to be huge. Yeah, like everyone else. But I guess now I just want to be surrounded by people I love, people that I care about. Of course, I want you guys to be there. So, you know.
Aww, we'll be there.
Yeah. And, for me, it's important that just invite the real ones. You don't have to impress people you don't really like in real life.
Yeah.
Because I've been to a lot of, not necessarily weddings, but events. Just people, they're just making awkward, just criticizing every little thing.
Nakakatakot naman yung mga ganyan.
Ano ba yan?
Yeah. And it's like, oh, come on, man. It's
mga dapat hindi
invite. Yeah, exactly. It's super funny. I was at a debut. It was at my cousin's debut. And I was with my mom. And the girl was like, mas maganda yung debu ni yung anak na ng anak.
Nakakainis sa mga ganun yung mga nagko-compare.
Guys, this isn't a contest. This is a little girl making her dream come true. So, you know, just enjoy the moment. And then yung dumating sa kanila yung girl. Yung sobrang, thank you, ang ganda-ganda naman yun. I'm like, oh, you're so fake. I hate you.
Cringe.
I know, right? Kaya, dude, I don't wanna invite people that I have to, you know, that I don't like, that I know are fake to me or whatever. Just people, the real ones lang. I mean, it doesn't have to be like a huge group. Just people you know that are loyal, are real to you. And yung wala na mga ganong hanash na sobrang, come on, you don't need that negativity in your special day. If you're gonna be like that, just go away. And another thing, right now, I'm already saying, bawal mag-propose during my wedding. That's like the most
disrespectful. Oh my god.
Ang disrespectful naman ng ganon.
Dude, there are people who, you know, since it's a nice venue, people try to steal your thunder.
I think it's super tiny, you know.
Ang bakit ang ganon? Atribida?
Yeah, automatic. F.O. I don't know you anymore.
Oh my god.
Go fuck yourself.
Pero totoo, may mga nagpo-propose talaga during weddings? Hindi ko pa...
I think meron.
Oh my god.
And it's very selfish. Because it's their day. It's supposed to be their friend's day.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's so funny. And I already know the songs and stuff. Of course, I'm not gonna say it because, you know, may konting surprise. But
yeah.
Okay.
How about you, babe?
Ako ano ba? Sige, I start with, I agree with Aya. I want a really pretty engagement ring. So it doesn't necessarily have to be like super duper expensive, or I don't have a like preferred brand, but I just want it to be really pretty. Ayan. Wedding.
Wait. May tanong ako. Kasi diba,
yeah.
Sabi nila dapat yung wedding, yung engagement ring is like parang 2 times yata or 3 times ang sweldo ng guy. Parang, totoo ba yun?
Hindi ko alam.
Totoo ba yun? Nababasa ko yun somewhere.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe it's a rule. I don't know. Pero, hindi ko alam if it happens.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We can afford.
Oh, money. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Ayun. So, ano ba, I want a church wedding and then a beach or a garden reception. Although, ang hirap in the Philippines kasi biglang umuulan, di ba? Pero yeah, yun yung kumbaga dream or ideal wedding.
Lalo
yeah.
na June pa.
June, no? Di ba?
Yeah.
If ever, I want a room with a good mood lighting, of course. And yeah. I'd be wearing a simple but a very flattering minimalist gown. Just like Aya, gusto ko yung parang may mga embroidery. Basta yung it's very feminine but it's simple and it flatters you. Parang
yeah.
yun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Di ba? Ayoko nung parang ball gown type. It feels very old.
Uh-oh.
Of course, it is surrounded by flowers. No? So flowers are surrounding the area. There is a good selection of food, and I take note of what Aya said. There should be a snack bar for my guests.
Yes.
Diba? Probably a classical band or an acoustic band, and just the people the closest to me. So it's a personal preference because nung debut ko, I didn't really have the control on the invite. Oh, kasi the attendees, diba, mostly it's also the parents, eh. Oh, diba?
Yeah.
Sila yung pumipili because sila rin yung gumastos for the birthday.
Yeah.
So, parang this time talagang it's just me. I will make the list. So, parang kami as a couple will make the list and bawal magdagdag bawas. Yeah. Bawal magdagdag ng hindi namin ina-approve. So, it's just the people closest to me and, you know, I'm good with that na. I'm happy with that na.
Okay.
So, that's...
Oh, yeah. Well, one thing pa pala. When I enter the church, for me, dapat umiyak ng life.
Sabi nga nila, pag hindi na umiyak, paatras yung lakad na.
Kasi babalik ako na, okay, we have to do this all over again. You have to cry. Dude, I'm gonna exert effort, try to look my best on that day. So, dude, you have to cry. I'm gonna be looking at you. You're gonna be looking at me.
True.
You have to cry. Come on.
Ano ako dun. Sabi nga nila, paatras yung lakad pag hindi umiyak.
Yeah, dude, come on. Yeah, I mean, it sounds silly, but I know naman na if the love is genuine, but you're probably crying naman, but like, dude,
that's so dreamy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, so I hope we all get to be in each other's weddings.
Yeah, of course. It's nice to be hopeful about the future. And of course, our future fiancés might end up listening to this episode. So babe, I'm taking up on everything. I gave a lot of pointers. So yeah.
And, yeah, exactly. And yeah, I hope you're all taking notes. Yeah, on a more serious note, it's nice to see people now proving that love triumphs over the pandemic.
That's true. That's true. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, we look forward to talking about other interesting topics in our future episodes. But before we end the episode, we want to plug our social media accounts. Aya.
Yeah, me first. So, on Twitter and Instagram, my username is IMA07. That's Alpha India Yankee Alpha. Mama Alpha India 07. Yeah. How about you, Janella?
You can reach me on Twitter and Instagram. I have the same handle. It's at MLJBMXX.
So my Instagram is Giancarlo Gavile. And then my Twitter is Gianni Gavile. I'm actually thinking about like having the same username para hindi siya confusing. Pero yeah, we'll see. And speaking of,
it's not taken.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And speaking of, we've also expanded our reach, so you guys can listen to us now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Overcast, Stitcher, Castbox, Castro, Feeler, and Breaker. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Mag-leave naman kayo ng review para mag-rank kami ng mataas. So,
If you guys enjoy the episode, please do so.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
And also, yeah, feel free to submit questions for us to answer in the next episode. So,
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram. That's Lemons and Melons at underscore, sorry. So that's at Nima Echo Mama Oscar Nancy Sierra Alpha Nancy Delta Mama Echo Lima Oscar Nancy Sierra underscore at Lemons and Melons. Thank you.
All right.
So,
For
now, this is Aya.
Jenny.
And Janella of Lemons and Melons saying bye for now.
Hope you can listen to our future episodes.
Bye
guys. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Happy wedding,
bye.
Thank you.